If meeting up with your colleagues in your department after school is a little bit inconvenient, maybe some of them have got childcare and need to get away fairly promptly. But when the young ones are in bed, they might have a little bit more time in the evening, but then of course they're separated by distance. Well, meetings.io might help with that. And of course, the same thing applies to students. If you want to put on a revision session and it's not something that can take place in school, maybe half the class are involved with clubs or activities. Maybe you're involved at lunchtimes or after school. Then an evening session might be possible. And again, meetings.io might help here. It's an online meeting space. And within it, there are various tools to help you communicate with the other people in the room. If you've never used an online conferencing system, then it might be a little bit strange, but essentially you share a picture, audio, you can share files, you can share your screen even, and there's, to enable to help with the communication, there's also an online chat window and a notepad where you can take notes about what's going on. To get into meetings.io, believe it or not, you don't need to register. You can set up a meeting space just straight away from the front page. You do need flash enabled, so that's one constraint. And you do need a webcam. It won't let you into the meeting without a webcam. And of course, audio is helpful too. Now, all of that requires a reasonable internet link, but nothing too speedy. It seems to work okay on my fairly low-level internet connection here. So in your meeting area, you can manage how people join. It's a private URL. Each meeting space that's set up has a unique URL. You can make it completely locked if you want and set it at no entry, or you can make it so that people have to require permission to enter the room. And if you're working with students, that might be a sensible thing to do. It's just a matter of sharing the URL with those who you want access. You can do that by email or SMS even. There are some of the features which aren't enabled yet in meetings.io. They'll be coming in the near future, it reassures us. I said you don't need to register an account, but you could do so. And if you do that, you'll then be able to maintain a list of all the meetings that you've run. And it'll archive some of the information from that. So if you need to refer back to the chat or you need to refer back to the notes that were taken during the meeting, then that's possible too. So meetings.io looks a really useful tool for meeting when you can't get together.